visiting with PCM head football coach Greg Bonnet after a big commanding week one win for them over Sidrunny Toyota on the road. Coach Sheen, just kind of give me a little bit of your initial thoughts on how tonight went and how you feel your team looked out of the gate tonight.
Well, really, I thought we came out and performed pretty well. A road trip, and then kind of after a strange week of practice with having to make some heat adjustments and things like that. But, after we got there and settled in, it seemed like everybody was kind of really excited to play, which I was happy to see. But, in terms of individual efforts, though, I tell you, there's a couple players that stood out to me. And one of them was Trainer Van Dyke. I thought he had a really, really good game defensively and offensively. And, of course, Adrian and Ben Worp, they're gonna do what they do. And then I thought Graber had a really good game, too. And our number six kid, Riley Graber, I thought he played really well, so there were some good individual performances, but overall, I was pretty happy with it.
Yeah, do you feel that, Adrian and Gavin, at least on the offensive side of the football, kind of picked up where they left off from last season?
Yeah, I really do. I really do. I mean, it kind of felt like, we were playing on the way those two guys were clicking, the way everything was kind of clicking, it really did feel like we were, in like a week 8, week 9 game, so that's good to see. We knew that we wanted to get out and start fast this year. And, and just keep on improving from there. So I feel pretty good about that because Sigourney is, the score doesn't show it, but they're going to win some ball games, and they're pretty good. And they had a lot of talented physical kids.
Yeah, you guys played Sidrunny last year, obviously, and it was a much closer game, and they run an offense that's unlike pretty much any offense in the state. Do you feel that playing them last year was able to help you guys kind of be prepared for this game to, beat them by a wider margin?
For sure. You kind of hit the nail on the head there. Not a lot of teams run that Bob Howard single wing offense, and it is super tricky. I mean, as a defensive coordinator, it'll have you pulling your hair out because there's just so many different formations that they can do that just have little itty bitty adjustments on it that just totally change everything for your front. Unbalanced offensive linemen and eligible tackles and things like that, and then. Not to mention the whole spin effect and direct snaps going on in the backfield. It's just a really, really tough offense, particularly for the first game of the season. But, playing them last year, we were able to take a look at that film and then, also had film from some of their other games, too. So that was a bonus.
Yeah, how do you feel one of the aspects of your team last year that was so strong was the offensive line. How do you feel the offensive line kind of look tonight overall?
No, I think they look really good. I haven't watched the film all the way yet, but I did see some clips of it during the game, and I saw some things that were pretty impressive out there. One player that sticks out in my mind is our freshman kid, Hayden Shannon. There's one play that really sticks out in my mind. It was a pass pro, and he kind of set on this kid, and the kid ducked under it, and Hayden just punched and just shoved him down and knocked about 5 people over all at the same time. They're playing really, really physical football up there. Not a lot of mistakes, just a couple penalties, and maybe just one penalty, I think. And so, that's rare for a first game, and that was really good to see. I think we can keep on getting better from here.
Yeah, Coach, and, I don't want to bring up last season, but, you had that tough playoff loss in the quarterfinals to Van Meter. Does a big week one victory in 2024 kind of help get that bad taste out of your mouth a little bit?
Oh, I think so. Overall, the excitement pulling into Sigourney was palpable. I mean, you could definitely feel it. You could hear it. There's part of me, as a coach, but thought maybe we were kind of hitting our adrenaline spike a little bit too early. But it just pretty much kept on going. They were ready to play, and They worked really hard in the off season. They've been beating on each other, and it was time to get out there and play some other people. And they didn't shy down at all. And it was just a really good performance and a really fun night to be there.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close, tonight Pella Christian got absolutely blown out of the water by 50-some points. You mentioned last year that was a game you certainly wish you could have had back, and a game that you said you probably are going to have circled on the calendar this year. What has your team got to do to prepare for Pella Christian this week?
Well, first thing we need to do is just put this game to bed by breaking it down, scoring it, and everything like that, and then get to work and see what Pella Christian has. And I'm I just when I first saw that score, I thought it had to be misreported, you know. So I watched a little bit of their scrimmage against Newton, and you know, they don't look like a team that gets beat that bad, so I'm not quite sure what happened. You know, I really don't know. I haven't seen them. We're the same way we always do. We'll break down the film and take a look at their players individually and just put together a game plan and practice really hard.
Well, Coach, congrats on a big week one victory tonight for you and your PCM team. And, you know, best of luck as you head into preparation this week for Pelletrician.
All right, man. Thank you.